Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Ricardo from Fullerton. Sorry for disappearing for a little while. I had a few little family gatherings, family events that took place on the days that I usually record. I try to record Sunday evenings. I work Monday through Friday, so Sundays are usually the best time for me to go ahead and get into it. Things are kind of quiet. I try to do it during the daytime. There's a lot of background noise, train tracks, airplanes, cars going down the street, dogs barking, whatever. So I try to do it Sunday evenings when everyone has gone to sleep, and it gives me time to kind of just focus on my thoughts and the music that I'm playing. But anyhow, I had some family events going on. You know, Mother's Day happened, and I didn't want to sit in front of my computer and kind of just rush and put everything together last minute and just scramble to find music and then try to figure out what I was going to talk about. I like to take a lot of pride in everything that I do, so I'd rather do something 100% than do it, you know, 50%, 80% just to get it done and say I did it. I'll take the extra time to put forth all the energy and effort that I should do in order to be proud of it. Like, if I did something that was just kind of slopped together, I would not feel comfortable showing it to anybody or sharing it. I would feel kind of embarrassed. So whether it's my photography or a podcast or even graphic design, whatever it is that I'm doing, I like to make sure that I put in my best effort. And if someone doesn't like my best effort, that's okay. I can't change their mind, but at least I feel good with it. So anyhow, I didn't get around to recording for a while, and so I'm back here, and I've actually been working on this playlist for a while. I knew it was going to be the next one that I shared with everybody, and it just, the timing on it just happens to work out. So the universe is, you know, doing everything up there, and everything just worked out perfectly. What I mean is, I've been really in the mood to get out and travel lately. Like I said, I work normal office hours now. I'm a photographer slash graphic designer slash social media advertising marketing guy for a cafe here in Fullerton. And I really enjoy it. I like the job that I do. It's just different for me to be working normal business work hours. I've never really had that before. I worked at NESOP for a year, and that was normal office hours, but that was only 3 days a week, and I still had a lot of time to do whatever I wanted on the other days that I was off. And now it's, you know, I'm not working retail, I'm not working part-time serving or whatever, so it feels different for me. So being in the office all week long, it gets me a little stuffy sometimes, so I've been really in the mood to travel lately. I've been here in Southern California since I got back from tour with Dessa in November, and it's only June now. So to most people that might just sound like, okay, whatever, that's normal, no big deal. But to me, it feels like it's been a long time. So the addition of being at work and not traveling has just made me feel a little antsy, a little anxious. I feel like I need to stretch my legs, get some fresh air. And so I was working on a playlist to kind of, basically a playlist that you would listen to if you're going on a long road trip, not like a 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour car ride, but more like if you're traveling for many days at a time, whether it be a train or you're hitchhiking, you're camping, you're hiking, you're traveling across the country. It was basically just a combination of songs that some of them are songs I listened to when I was on tour with Dessa, sitting in the backseat of the van, looking out the windows. Some of them are songs that I listened to when I was traveling from Seattle to LA on Amtrak, or Buffalo to Austin on Amtrak, you know, just long haul drives, long haul traveling. And they kind of remind me of traveling west, just like the great frontier, you know, the gateway to the west, I guess you could say. You know, Lewis and Clark kind of style, you know, exploring the unknown. Even though it's all known now, I just mean the idea of basically, I guess in my head, this imaginary story that I have of when you're out traveling across the country, you know, just feeling like you're setting out and being a new trailblazer and just trying to discover, trying to imagine what the landscape looked like before any people had begun to settle it and industrialize it. So anyhow, I've just been in this mood of wanting to do that lately and go outdoors, go hiking, go camping. And last weekend, I spent some time with my mom up in Sacramento. Real quick trip. My mom, she hand cuts silhouettes for a living. I don't know if anyone's gone to Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm and got their silhouette cut when they were younger, but it's like an old time keepsake. Before people were taking portraits, they would have silhouette artists hand cut silhouettes. Some of them would use a shadow or they would draw it on first and then cut it out, but my mom, she hand cuts it, she eyeballs it, and basically she does that for private events, wedding receptions, birthday parties, corporate events, kind of like a little party favor. The host hires her and all the guests get that as a party favor. So she had a job up in Sacramento and she had mentioned going up there, and I, like I said, since I haven't traveled in a while, I really wanted to go. And when I decided that I was going with her, I asked her if we could make a quick stop in Coloma, California, which is along the American River, just about an hour northeast of Sacramento. And that's where gold was discovered for California the first time in 1848. And so I'm a big history nerd. I like history. I love American history. I love world history. But there's something about American history that like really speaks to me. And I knew that we were going to be in the area, so I asked my mom if we'd go check it out. She's kind of like, sure, whatever, Coloma, never heard of it. And I was like, oh, we got to go. Like, they have like this little ghost town. Let's go check it out. And so we went up there, hung out by the American River one day, and just kind of walked around, saw Sutter's Mill, or the replica of Sutter's Mill, which is where John Marshall was working when he discovered gold. And it was just kind of cool to be out there, trees everywhere. It was basically the foothills. You go northeast a little bit and you get into Tahoe and the Sierra Nevadas. And so the air was fresh, the sky was blue, the water looked incredible. It was cold and refreshing. The trees were green. It just felt good to be out there again. And I actually, this playlist of these songs, like I said, that are good road trip songs, I tried it out when we were on our way, even though it was only like a 7.5 hour drive to Sacramento. I tried them out along the way because I wanted to figure out which ones would be good for this playlist. I had to narrow it down from like 35 to under a dozen. So I got 11 songs on this mix. And if anybody wants any of the other ones that didn't make the cut, you could email me, tweet me, whatever, and I'll go ahead and send them to you. I have, like I said, I had a hard time trying to figure out what songs I wanted to go along with this mix. And I feel like I picked out a good selection that kind of all go together. There are some like old school folky songs in there, which I think are essential for the kind of road trip, the kind of traveling that I've been desiring lately. I think the combination of going, driving up to Sacramento and seeing old Sacramento, the old like West style buildings, you know, they got the old Wells Fargo there with the old Wells Fargo coach, the ghost town, and just that whole, like I said earlier, that expansion westward, the frontier, seeing that stuff and being in Coloma where they got the gold rush stuff, that and in combination with all the Ken Burns and Nat Geo documentaries that I've been watching about the national parks and the Appalachian Trail and Lewis and Clark, all that stuff just kind of all came together and basically illustrates what I've been feeling this playlist illustrates kind of what I've been feeling, the desire to get out and sleep under the stars and go hiking on trails and whatnot. So anyways, without rambling too much further, gonna get into some music. I have Laura Veers, Emma Louise, and Iron and Wine in this first set. Thanks for tuning in. This is Ricardo from Fullerton.
How can it be so cold out here in your-
Welcome back. That was Iron and Wine with Boy with a Coin. Before that was Boy by Emma Louise, and I started the set off with America by Laura Veers. And Laura Veers actually performed with Dessa when we were in Philadelphia. World Cafe Live does this program called Free at Noon, which is a little mini concert followed by Q&A, which is all broadcast live over the air on the public radio out there. And Dessa had performed her set and then quickly had to move the equipment off the stage and make way for Laura Veers and her band. That week they were doing like a double special, I guess you could call it. And I was backstage working on some video stuff. I saw them set up. And when they started playing, I was immediately drawn to the music. I liked the sound. It kind of was just in my head. I was like, oh man, this would be a great soundtrack for being on the road, this music that they're playing. And they played one song in particular, which stopped me dead in my tracks. I was on my computer working on my video, like frantically trying to make the deadline that Dessa had set for me, which was later that evening. And the song America played, which is the song that I played for you guys, and it reached out and grabbed me. I got up from my computer, walked out of the green room, down the hall, and stood on the side of the stage and continued to watch the rest of their set. I was just so, I don't know what to say without sounding all corny, but I was just really engulfed with that song, with their sound. It really spoke to me. And I think that's what I needed because I was kind of stressing out over doing video work. And I love being on the road, but sometimes you get a little antsy. I'm so flip-floppy. Just a minute ago, I was talking about how much I love being on the road and how I get antsy being here at home. But I mean, when you're in the backseat of a van trying to work on a video, sometimes it gets a little not stressful, it just gets like a little, like, I don't know, I don't have the right word to describe it. It gets a little overwhelming, I guess you could say. So anyhow, that song came on and it just happened to be, I was in the right place at the right time, heard the right thing that just kind of got me excited and got me re-motivated, re-energized, re-enthused for the next few days on tour. Not that I'm never not enthused to be on tour, but being on tour and spending a lot of time in the van, going from hotel to venue to hotel to venue, could get really tiring, and it actually wears on your body a lot. When I was on tour in November, I got home, and that was like a three-week tour. I got home, and I took like a week to just sit on the couch, do nothing, and recuperate, because it's a lot of work. And doing video work, it's a lot, because I am not only responsible for filming a bunch of stuff and being ready to go at all times. I'm usually the first one awake working on video stuff, going through photos from the night before, putting those up online on Facebook for all the viewers to take a look at, sending a batch to Dessa so she can Instagram one or tweet one, whatever. And then, hopefully trying to get a little bit of breakfast in my body before the long haul ahead. And then I'm busy, have my camera on and rolling most of the day, goofing around in the van. Some of the conversations we have, which are pretty entertaining, I like to get some of that behind the scenes stuff. The only time that I really have to myself is during sound check. I don't really need to do much, so I'll take an hour while they're setting up their equipment and doing sound check to kind of like wander around, go for a little health walk, as we like to call it, and get some food and just kind of have that time for myself. And then once I'm done with that and they're done with sound check, I go meet up with them again, cameras rolling. And then of course, when they're playing, my camera's going, shooting still, shooting video. As soon as the show's over, start uploading it all to my computer. And then get back to the hotel and I start editing the photos, start editing the videos, because I'm always having to put out a new video pretty quickly. So that way, when we're on the road and it goes up, it'll encourage other people to come out to the show because it's like, hey, I see that. That looks like a lot of fun. I want to go to that show. I want to spend my $10 on going. So anyhow, it's a lot of work. So by the time I get home, I'm just completely wiped out. I enjoy every second of it. Like I wouldn't trade it for anything, but it's, like I said, it is very tiring. So when I heard that song, it just got me excited, feeling rejuvenated, refreshed, and ready, like I said, ready for the next few days of tour and the shooting that I would have. I didn't know what was going to happen because the next night, or actually that night, is when we drove to Buffalo, played, and got robbed, which, as you all know, definitely sucked. But anyhow, my spirits were still high after all of that. I don't know if you could attribute that to the good music that I was hearing, or the people that were around me, probably a combination of both, but I just felt like I was in a really good place. So as much as it was a bummer, I'm happy that I went through it with those people rather than with anybody else. I think it would have been much more difficult, and I wouldn't have had an easy time dealing with it if I wasn't with that crew. Anyways, I'm going to try not to ramble so much. I feel like I've been gone for a couple weeks, so I have so much to say. I guess that's what happens when I don't record podcasts on the regular. But back to I don't even know if there's a point to this story. But anyways, back to what I was saying about listening to that music. It just, in my head, was providing like a soundtrack for the road. And that's kind of what this playlist was based on, some of the music that I was listening to when I was on the road. And then they ended up getting cut. And like I said earlier, if you want any of the songs that aren't in this playlist, because I try to keep it to a certain time frame, and if I included all 35 songs, I think that's like a two and a half hour playlist. And then with me talking, now we're looking at a 3-hour podcast, and I am sure nobody wants to hear me ramble for 3 hours and share a bunch of crazy music. So anyhow, I'm going to get back into some music and stop talking because I need a drink of water. And you guys could probably use a break from me right now. So this next set, I have Air Review, followed by Paul McCartney, and then Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. Thanks again for tuning in.
Thank you. goes to show. So it goes to show. It goes to show that I am America's son.
Factory.
Hey, birthday
goes, Martin Luther King. Notice how the door closes when the chimes of freedom ring. I hear what you're saying, I hear what he's saying. Is what was true now no longer so? Summertime song, fall on the apple. Lord, there goes a Buick 49, black sheep of the angels riding, riding down the line. We think there is a soul.
Try to keep this quick and wrap it up pretty soon. I think we're already at like 40 minutes, 41 minutes, and I still have maybe like 4 or 5 songs left. So that last set was America's Son by Air Review, followed by Heart of the Country by Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney. And that song is one of my all-time favorite songs in general. It's just a lovely song. It's basically how I feel about looking for a home in the heart of the country. Like, if I didn't have to work, if I didn't have all this student loan debt that I have to pay back, I would definitely not mind finding a home somewhere in the middle of the woods, in the middle of Texas, in the middle of the forest, up in the Appalachian. I don't care where, really. I just would love to be able to survive off of the land, have some animals, have some crops, have a record player and a stack of records. I'd be good to go. And of course my camera, go out and take pictures every day. That's my dream right there. So if anybody wants to take over paying my student debt and then let me go camp with you forever, I will bless you with beautiful photographs for the rest of your life, I swear. And then after that, I had Johnny Appleseed by Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. And that song is just, it's cool to hear. I don't know if a lot of you are familiar with Joe Strummer post The Clash. I'm a big Clash fan, Joe Strummer fan, so it's cool to hear stuff that is not The Clash by him. And it's also great to hear The Clash, because The Clash, I think, is one of the best bands ever. My favorite band in the world is The Beatles, closely followed by The Clash. So I had to put Paul McCartney and then Joe Strummer back to back like that. And now I'm going to get into the last set of music. No more talking. I have Don Landis, and then we're going into some old school blues, old school folk, music. I wouldn't really say country. Oh, there's one country song in there, but Mississippi John Hurt, and then Elizabeth Cotton, and then finally Hank Williams. You can't have a road trip. Let's go see America. Let's travel across the country playlist without these three songs, or at least these three artists, because this is what it's all about when you're imagining driving across Montana or driving through the Rockies or wherever it is that defines America. So I hope you've enjoyed the music so far, and we're almost there. Thanks for tuning in.
I don't lie, I just get by. You won't love me all over again. Who coming over me? Don't you want to see me mistreat me?
Yourself, it's nobody. party, yeah. Can't walk it for you. You got to walk. My father had to walk that lonesome valley. He had to walk it for himself. There's nobody here. Can't walk it for him. He had to walk. For yourself, there's nobody here could walk it for him. He had to walk the bad valley for himself. There's nobody here can walk it for you. You got to walk the Red Valley for yourself.
No sorrow inside. Praise the Lord. saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
All right, everybody, we're just about ready to wrap it up over here. Originally, that was going to be the last song for this podcast, and that was going to be the song that would kind of tie it all together. Nice, good old country western song. But I decided to add one more song, a little bonus jam, if you will. And it is actually a cover of the song If You Could Only Read My Mind by Neil Young off of his latest record, A Letter Home. And it was recorded in Nashville at Jack White's studio, Third Man Records. Jack White had purchased one of those old recording booths where you could go in, drop your quarter in, play a 2-minute song, 3-minute song, and it would press it to a vinyl, spit it out with a label attached to it, a postage label, and then you could write it, address it to whoever, send it home. And a lot of the servicemen would do that, and they'd send it home to their wives and girlfriends as a way for them to communicate with them and give them a message other than a letter, let them hear their voice or whatever. And Jack White had bought one of those, and he has it in the record shop there in Nashville. And so it's the only one in the world that's open to the public. And I kind of want to figure out how to play a song on the guitar and get over my fear of singing and just go record one song, because I think it'd be pretty neat. And then the quality from it is also really cool. And I think with this song and the emotion in Neil Young's voice and the lyrics and the sound of the recording, it all comes together. And I figured I'd put this song in there because not all the times on the road are always the best. You run into problems. You run into those days where you're feeling a little homesick, and there's a little bit of heartbreak out on the open road, whether you're camping or hiking or in the backseat of a van or on a train, or even just, you know, when you're flying a lot and traveling. I think there's something about, especially if you're doing it alone, there's something about all that time alone and passing all these people that are going about their normal everyday lives and their everyday business. And you're just kind of zooming in and zooming out, especially when you're on tour, when you're going from city to city, hotel to hotel. Like I said before, it just it's not that it's sad. It's just it's a weird little, I don't know how to describe it right. It's just a weird feeling where you don't feel like you're, it makes you miss home. It makes you miss the people that are at home. So I figured I'd throw this song in there to just, I don't know, deal with that side of being on the road as well, not just all the fun, great times. Although being on the road, there are a lot of fun and great times. There are sometimes moments where you know, you wish you weren't on the road. You wish you were going to sleep in your own bed or being with those people that are close to you. So thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it. And I'll be back on time next week.
Could tell just like an old time movie, but a ghost from a wishing well in a castle dark or a fortress strong with chains upon my feet. You know that ghost is me, and I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost that you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me, but heroes often fail. You won't read that book again because the ending's just too hard to take.
I don't know.